The U.S. House passed a bill tonight that would raise the national debt limit and cut spending. It was a close shave, with just two more members voting for it than needed for passage, 218 to 210. No Democrats supported it, and less than 2 hours later, the Democratic-controlled Senate tabled it, effectively killing it, as was expected. Congressman Don Young was lukewarm about it, but voted yay on the House plan, calling it better than nothing. While many in Washington, including the Alaska delegation, are warning that a default could be catastrophic for the American economy, some Tea Party members say the threat is overblown. Senator Lisa Murkowski has harsh words for that attitude.
I believe it's damaging. We cannot play chicken with our financial future.
The Treasury Department says there are just 4 days until the nation risks defaulting. Murkowski predicts that Republicans in the House will kill the Senate Democrats' plan.
We will be no further along in a resolve than we were before we took the votes. If I sound a little cynical and a little frustrated, it's because I am.
Murkowski says in her 9 years in the Senate, she's never seen anything this important so stuck.
Never. Do I want to again? Never. And I will tell you, I serve with some good folks, some people that have been around for a long time. We've had some real interesting conversations in the past week here, both Republicans and Democrats on this, and nobody that I have talked with, and I've talked to a lot, have been in a similar situation where there was more at stake and a less clear path forward.
Murkowski does not intend to vote for the Senate Democrats' plan as it's currently written. The senator says she's working with colleagues in hopes of inserting stronger language about tax and entitlement reform into whatever bill surfaces by the end of the weekend.